Hello, thanks, speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is James calling you from Security Team of Visa and MasterCard Department. Am I talking to Payne?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, this is a verification call for you to ask that. Have you authorized any overseas transaction today morning?
Hello.
No.
Okay, ma'am, but we have received an order request of $299 from your end today morning, ma'am.
Where would I see, where is it from? What vendor?
Yes, ma'am. Can you repeat, please? Pardon?
What seller, what vendor are we talking about?
Ma'am, not vendor, but this transaction was going to a charity for a medical donation.
No, I haven't made any such transaction.
Okay, ma'am. Other than you, who has an access to your account? Do you know?
Nobody.
Okay, ma'am. So you want to cancel your payment or you want to just...
Can you cancel that payment? I have not used my card this morning or today.
Ma'am, to cancel this payment, you need to go through a procedure right now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and this call will be forwarded to ACSE, an Australian Cyber Security Center, who is responsible for this. We'll cancel all your payments.
All my payments? What do you mean by all my payments?
Only payment, I mean, ma'am.
Yes.
$299. Oh, yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Okay, ma'am, just be on hold. We are forwarding our call to this. Yeah, hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are just forwarding it.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for holding the line, ma'am. Myself, David Mitchell, and I'm the senior security manager on the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
And ma'am, this morning we have detected some illegal activity attempted on your behalf to order some gift card from the Apple iTunes, and you are not aware about that, right?
Okay, so you're talking about something and the person before this mentioned completely different transactions.
Yeah, there was also a because ma'am, there was also a transaction made for some medical purchase, right? That's the reason
okay,
we are ringing
you. Okay, so multiple purchases then.
Yeah, that's the reason. And from a different IP address, they are using a different network IP address to make all this order. And that's the reason you haven't got any email or any notification. So we will help you to block those searches, ma'am, and also help you to report a fraudulent activity on the ACSC portal, the Australian Cyber Security Center, okay?
Yeah. So, would I see this on my card history if I looked now?
Definitely, ma'am, but before that, you need to check the IP address, ma'am, so that you might get concerned, like why you are getting this call and why you haven't not received any of the transaction notification yet, okay? Did you remember when did you last check the IP address of your network, ma'am? Do you know?
No, I don't know, but I'm a little concerned. I don't know where this call is coming from.
We are calling you from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center.
I know, but how do I know that?
You can check it on a Google, ma'am. Without sharing any of your details, you can just simply open the Google and you can search for ACSC Australia. We will help you to report a fraudulent activity on this website. Can you open up the Google and search for ACSC Australia? ACSC, Australian
mm-hmm.
Cyber Security Central, and
yes.
ACSC, then space Australia. And once you search for that, you can see a page says ACSC homepage, cyber.gov.government.au.
Yeah.
All right. Once you click on that page, ma'am, you can see this is a portal. This is the Australian Cyber Security Portal, where you can report or you can get awareness about any random activities going on behind you, ma'am. Right?
Okay, so I'm having trouble even getting onto my card website, my bank's website, to see my card history. Hold on a second.
Definitely, ma'am. Because the current location of your network has been shifted to a different country, ma'am. That might be the reason you haven't received any statements coming up there, right?
Can you hear me?
Okay, so I'm not seeing these transactions on my card,
yeah.
on my bank.
That's the reason. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't try to open your website right now, ma'am, because there's people, whoever are involved in this, they have shifted your IP address to a different country, ma'am. The network that you are using is showing somewhere in overseas location, ma'am. So, are you on the ACSC page, ma'am? Can you see the ACSC page?
Yeah.
Okay, can you see it over there? You can see on the page, protect your personal device and accounts, right?
Yeah.
You can see get alerts on new threats, report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident, right?
Yeah.
Now you can scroll down the page a little bit. You can see there will be top three things to protect yourself. Can you see the top three things to protect yourself? Go down a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the three things, ma'am, you need to, you need to apply them in your near future. You need to accommodate them so that these things would not be repeated back to you again in the near future, ma'am, right? You need to update your device. You need to protect your accounts with the layer of security, the account authorization of the transaction. Okay, now you can again go to the top of this page where you can see a report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Can you see that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Well, all right, once you click on that report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident, you can see a page coming up, ma'am, with three options. Report cyber, and you can see there will be three options, right? Did you click on report?
Business or government?
Yeah, you need to select an individual, ma'am, because you are reporting
yeah.
on your individual basis. And ma'am, did you try to order something from any American website? Yeah, like you have entered your card details, your name and your personal information there.
Maybe Amazon, but that's not new.
Oh, okay. Now, have you clicked on an individual? Have you clicked on that circle below there?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you can see you should not submit a report here because, ma'am, those hackers are still getting access to your network, so this error notification are coming up to you. And on the top, you can see you will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through Report Cyber, right, ma'am?
Okay.
Above that. Now you can close this ACSC page, ma'am. Remove from the Google the ACSC, the whole ACSC thing. All right? Remove it from the Google search. Believe that.
Why am I doing this?
Ma'am, we have made you a report for the fraudulent activity which has been attempted on your behalf, ma'am, without your permission. And now I will just help you to check the IP address of your network, ma'am, which has been shifted, which has been compromised. And I don't want you to share or read out any information over the recorded line, ma'am. Okay?
So I'm not seeing how I've made a report here.
Ma'am, you have already clicked on the an individual. You have clicked on the report cybercrime on a cybersecurity incident on a ICSE page, right?
Yeah.
So the report has been created, ma'am. So don't worry about that. Now, delete that ICSE from the Google. Delete them.
Okay.
Now, on the Google search, just type there my 1P address country. My space 1P space address space country. And check. Just have a look with your own eyes, ma'am. No need to tell us or no need to read out anything over here. Just have a look with your own eyes, ma'am.
So you might. So what am I doing this for? Wait, hold on a second. Could you just hold?
Yep, ma'am. My 1P address country. The number one, the figure one, then P space address space country, and check on the Google map.
Hello.
Your IP address information will be coming up in front of you. The details about your IP address. Can you hear me? Are you there? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, can I get your name, please, and that you said you're from ATSE?
Yeah.
Can I get your name, please?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. You can note it down. That's David, D-A-V-I-T, David.
And your surname?
Mitchell.
How do you spell that?
M-I-T-H.
M-I-T-H.
T-C-H.
Yeah, T-C-H.
E.
Yeah.
L-L, Mitchell. And my badge ID, you can also note down my badge ID.
Yeah.
My badge ID will be 915.
915?
915, ma'am. It's number 9, number 15.
915.
257.
915.
257.
Yeah.
86.
Yeah.
90.
90. Okay, so I'm just not entirely comfortable with this.
Yeah, once you check the IP address, you might get concerned regarding to that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just look for the IP address.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable being taken to this IP address thing. But
ma'am, you are going to read out. You are just having a look with your own eyes. I don't want you to tell us how.
Why? I understand that, but even going
I'm talking,
to
you are talking to with me over the recorded line, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Did I ask you to verify any of your information? Did I ask you? I'm also suggesting you that never ever share any of your details to anybody, ma'am.
Yeah.
The only thing
yeah.
that we want you to make you concerned about your IP address from there, as each and every problem has been just started, ma'am. That's all.
Understand, but I'd like to just check with my bank first.
Definitely, ma'am. Your local branch has already tried to reach you up, ma'am. But your IP address has been shipped there. It has been compromised. That might could be the reason you haven't getting any email or any security messages regarding to those, ma'am. Okay.
Okay. All right. So if I check with my bank, how do I get back in touch with you?
Definitely, ma'am. Right now what we are doing is over the recorded line, as you are not worried about those transactions and you don't want to stop them, ma'am. So with that recorded line, what we are doing, we are releasing these funds from our end. You can get in touch with your bank and ask them to refund you the money back. Okay?
Okay. I have checked. Those are not legitimate transactions. But
so, ma'am, I'm asking you to check the IP address to prove you myself, like, why we are trying to do all this, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to tell you that read out or give me those numbers. I just want you to have a look with your own eyes, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am.
Okay. Let me get in touch with the bank. How do I get back to you?
No need to get in touch. If the bank will solve the problem, ma'am, so why you want to get in touch with us, all
right?
It's not an issue. All right? You can get in touch with your bank. We are releasing the money from our end. We are giving the authorization as before with this recorded line. You have already spoke to us. We have already informed you the details about this payment, the iTunes gift card. There were 4 gift card order of the each gift card amount was $500, ma'am. If those gift cards could be redeemed from a different IP address, ma'am, you might be losing. For each gift card, you will be losing $500, ma'am. After reading,
gift card amount was 500. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And then there was a medical what donation?
A medical purchase try to be made behind that one. And do you know anyone is in United States of a person named by John Smith, ma'am?
No. So medical purchase was how much?
The medical donation was made of. $299, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. So there's an iTunes gift card of $500 and a medical donation of
$299. Yeah. And the iTunes gift card, ma'am, there was 4 to 5 gift cards tried to be ordered from a different IP address, ma'am. 4 to 5 gift cards. And you haven't got any email about a single gift card, right?
No.
That's the reason, ma'am, I just want you to check the IP address to make you concerned about all this, ma'am. That's the reason I'm forcing you up. So can you be on the Google again?
No, I don't want to go to any website because I'm not...
You are not going anywhere, ma'am. You are just checking the IP address.
Yeah,
you are not downloading anything or you are not clicking on any link or you are not opening any email. You are just checking on the Google My IP Address Country. And you will be getting a whole results about your IP address, ma'am. That's all.
Okay. I'm not confident doing that right now, so let me talk to my bank.
Okay. We are releasing the money from our end, ma'am. We are releasing all the whole lot of money that has been tried to taken out. All right? And you call up, you visit your local bank to get all the money refund. As you have, over the recorded line, you declined about this transaction. So we are not be able to refund you the money back, ma'am. Have a nice day, lovely talking to you.
Bye.